Efficiency of the top-down PAW to fullerene conversion in UV irradiated environments, by M.S. Murga et al. Polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, PAHs, and fullerenes play a major role in the physics and chemistry of the interstellar medium. Based on a number of recent experimental and theoretical investigations, we developed a model in which PAHs are subject to photodissociation, carbon and hydrogen loss, and hydrogenation. We take into account that dehydrogenated PAHs may fold into closed structures, fullerenes. Fullerenes, in their turn, can be also hydrogenated, becoming fullerenes, and photodissociated, losing carbon and hydrogen atoms. The carbon loss leads to shrinking of fullerene cages to smaller ones. We calculate the abundance of PAHs and fullerenes of different sizes and hydrogenation level depending on external conditions, the gas temperature, intensity of radiation field, number density of hydrogen atoms, carbon atoms, and electrons. We highlight the conditions, which are favorable for fullerene formation from PAHs, and we conclude that this mechanism works not only in H-poor environment but also at modest values of hydrogen density up to 10 to the power of 4 cm3. We found that fullerenes can be formed in the ISM, although the fraction of carbon atoms locked in them can be maximum around 10 to the power of minus 9. We applied our model to two photodissociation regions, Orion Bar and NGC 7023. We compare our estimates of the fullerene abundance and synthetic band intensities in these objects with the observations and conclude that our model gives good results for the closest surroundings of ionizing stars. We also demonstrate that additional fullerene formation channels should operate along with UV-induced formation to explain abundance of fullerenes far from UV sources. This was Efficiency of the Top-Down PAW to Fullerene Conversion in UV Irradiated Environments, by M.S. Murga et al.